Next year, when President Bush and his allies resume their push for extended tax breaks for the mostly well-off, no one can stop them. This was settled, for better or worse, in the election. Millions of citizens of blue America, however, do not look forward to this political development because it smacks of greed, which, the last time I checked, is not a moral value. But rather than raging against the inevitable, I'm taking another tack. I propose a modest tax break of my own, one based on generosity. Any member of Oregon's congressional delegation could tuck it into George Bush's bill. The break I have in mind would expand tax incentives for farmers to cooperate with gleaners. Talk about moral values. Gleaning is at least as old as the Old Testament. It's the practice of recovering edible food in the fields after a harvest and giving it to the hungry. For my friends on the political right, this tax break would be an opportunity to prove that they want to help the dispossessed without abandoning their anti-government dogma. It involves no government bureaucracy and no financial outlays except for a modest revenue loss. But if you shave a teeny-weeny bit off the rich man's tax break, you could call it even. Gleaning is often the difference between making ends meet and family ruin, especially in Oregon, where the hunger rate is the eighth highest in the nation. Gleaning also helps farmers. Fritz Culver, owner of the Glenbrook Farm outside Yamhill, Oregon, says, for example, that it's not good to leave fruit just hanging on trees. It brings insects and disease. So we're talking about a win-win-win here. A win for the hungry and the poor, a win for the growers, and a win for politicians of all stripes. According to a survey by the Oregon Business Council, 75% of Oregonians predict that in the years ahead, the gulf between the rich and the poor will grow wider. But 90% said they wanted to avoid such a future. Here's a practical way to help do just that. This is Les O'Coin.